Welcome to a brand new month on the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School, episode 2739. A Braille translator dots the way to success. So glad you're out there. Thanks for tuning in. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to meet a linguist who combines their love for language and passion for accessibility to start a side hustle translating written content into Braille. I love this. And as part of this feature, we always investigate how this person goes from idea to income. How do they make their first $1,000? And often far beyond. But the whole point is that once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level are often easier. So we want to get you, our listeners, to that first $1,000. And then, as I said, beyond. So let's see what we can learn today from this translator. She is a linguist. She'll give us a little bit of background, talk a little bit about Braille. I didn't know a whole lot about it beforehand, so it's good to learn that as part of the research. Then I'll have a few words of wrap-up at the end. Hey, by the way, thank you for being there. All right, here's the story.
Hi everyone, I'm Maggie, and I'm a linguist by profession, as well as a speech therapist. My journey into Braille translation began when I volunteered to transcribe menus for a local restaurant that they better wanted to serve their visually impaired customers. The experience opened my eyes to the need for more accessible written content and sparked the idea for my side hustle. As I delved deeper into the world of Braille, I discovered that the process was much more complex than simply substituting letters with dots. Braille is a tactile reading and writing system that uses combinations of raised dots to represent letters, numbers, and punctuation marks. Each Braille character, or cell, consists of 6 dots arranged in a 3x2 matrix, allowing for 64 possible combinations. To ensure accuracy in my translations, I invested in a Braille embosser and specialized software that could convert digital text into Braille. And I also took courses in Braille literacy to better understand the nuances of the system, such as Grade 1 Braille, which is a direct letter-for-letter transcription, and Grade 2 Braille, which uses contractions to save space and increase reading speed. One of the biggest challenges I faced was translating complex layouts such as tables, graphs, and images into a linear Braille format. This required creative problem solving and close collaboration to ensure that the information was conveyed clearly and effectively to visually impaired readers. Another really crucial aspect of my work was proofreading and quality control. Even a single misplaced dot could change the meaning of a word or sentence. So I developed a rigorous system for checking my translations multiple times before sending them to print. As my side hustle has grown, I've had the opportunity to work on a wide range of projects, from restaurant menus and business cards to educational materials and legal documents. One particularly rewarding project involved translating a collection of classic poetry into Braille, allowing visually impaired literature enthusiasts to experience the beauty of the language in a whole new way. Throughout my journey, I collaborated with organizations and advocates to raise awareness about the importance of accessible content. I also offered workshops and training sessions to help businesses and individuals learn how to create Braille-friendly documents and signage. My first $1,000 came from a combination of translation projects, workshops, and consulting services. It was a milestone that validated my efforts, and it fueled my passion for making a difference in the lives of visually impaired individuals. Looking back, I realized that the key to success in Braille translation lies not only in the linguistic expertise, but also in a deep understanding of the Braille system, attention to detail, and a commitment to quality. By continually educating myself and others about literacy and accessibility, I've been able to build a fulfilling and impactful little business that bridges the gap between the sighted and visually impaired worlds. My goal for next year is to build this business to a sustainable living wage while working on it no more than 20 hours a week. Wish me luck.
We'll be right back. All right, listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Hope you enjoyed the story. As I always say, or as I often say, at least, everyone's an expert in something. There's something you know about that can be monetized. It might be something you learned about in college or some other form of education. It might just be a hobby or a skill, something you have kind of picked up along the way, something you're interested in, something your friends ask you about, perhaps. These are all good sources of finding your first or your next side hustle. So I hope you do something today to get closer to a goal you're working on. This was episode 2739. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new one. I hope you'll subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.